World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Gumpo, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
No, I'm good. It's been a while.
It's been a long time. And the young people are saying, young people normally say, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Oh, yes, it's definitely been a minute. Now, I hope that your day's been good.
Yeah, it has been good. I'm just resting from work.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Now, Pastor, you know, all of us experience a temptation at some point in our lives, and we want to find out, where does it come from and what's its purpose, and does God cause it or allow it, or is it, is there even a difference, actually? And so we're going to be spending this week talking about and understanding temptation. I do understand that you will, you know, in this part at least, be joining us to talk about this temptation. And so, Pastor, for today, please help us understand, where do we find the first recorded temptation?
Okay, when we read the Bible, we see a very perfect world, as we're still enjoying the perfectness of the world. In Genesis chapter 3, that's where we get the first temptation, where Eve is in a discussion with the serpent, who is the devil. And she's tempted to eat of the fruit that God said they should not eat. So that's where we find our first temptation in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, surely this was not God-ordained?
Definitely. For her to fall into the temptation was not God-ordained. But the fact that God gave them a free will, or gave them a choice, it means that one day they were supposed to choose either from good or evil.
So if that's the case, then what would we then say is the purpose of temptation?
Nice, beautiful question. You know, it's not nice to be tempted. It's not nice to fall into temptation. But sometimes temptations are there to test our obedience. You know, you remember, if you read from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, the Bible says, "And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." So sometimes God allows us to go into temptation so that he sees if we are really obedient and loyal to him. Then secondly, you know, being tempted reveals our true desires and intentions of our hearts. You go to James chapter 1, verse 14 to 15. It states that, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires." Then desire, when it comes, has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth to death. So sometimes we are tempted so that our desires and intentions are sin. You know, some of us, we don't sin because we don't have the chance to explore our desires that are in our hearts. Then the other opportunity, you know, being tempted gives us the opportunity to choose between good and evil. I mean, you have chance to choose whether you want to follow God or you don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, is temptation as a result of internal or external influences? I mean, looking at the nature of man, what would be your view there?
Okay, Jeremiah 17, verse 9, it says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately corrupt. Who can understand it?" You know, remember, I learned this verse when I was very young, and it started making sense to me when I was growing older. That, yeah, you know, for sure, our hearts are deceitful. So, you know, sometimes it's both external and internal influences. Now we have external influences like, you know, 1 John 2, verse 16 says, "The desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the and the pride of life. Then Ephesians 6 verse 12 reminds us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Remember that. But against the rulers, against the authorities, against cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So sometimes there are things that are like just the devil. Look at Job. Everything that was happening to him was happening physically. Everything was happening physically. Everything. And the soul was left alone. So sometimes it's external. Then internal, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately corrupt. I mean, first James 1 verse 14 then tells us that, but each person is tempted when he is lured and he is enticed by his own desires. When something is in my heart, you know, I've always said this. I don't know if it's my own theology, but I believe it. I believe we are tempted by what we love the most. The devil uses sort of like algorithm, like Facebook. They know what you like, so they'll always pump into your algorithm what you like.
I like that.
So I believe that's how the devil works. The same way Facebook works. If I love watching soccer videos, for example, Facebook will always feed me on my feeds with soccer because they know that I am always looking for soccer. So when the devil sees that you are interested in a certain type of sin, he will always pump it to you. You know, there are some people, for example, let me use just an example. Maybe you don't have a weakness with women at any point, but you have a weakness with alcohol. The devil will make sure that even after church, he gives you just a bit of alcohol, but he brings you a woman, you are never tempted. So the devil tempts us with what we love the most.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, he uses the algorithm. I like that example. I like that good example. But then, there's been discussions and debates about God's, role in temptation. Does God ever tempt us?
Okay. Now, you know, that's an interesting question that has led a lot of flames and a lot of wars between theologians and others. Now, the Bible is clear. Sometimes don't have to argue and crack our heads. The Bible is clear. James 1 verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. No. For God cannot tempt with evil. And he himself, he tempts no one. But however, you know, God may allow, you know, he may allow or orchestrate situations not like, you know, that test our faith and obedience. For example, let's go to the issue of Isaac. God was testing. He may allow us to come into situations where we feel like we are being tempted, but God has allowed these things to happen. Job wasn't tempted by God. That is why even when his friends were saying to him,
so are you saying that? Are you saying that? So when he allows it, you basically suggesting that he was complicit, not so? Surely, if you allow stuff, if stuff comes to me and I didn't know about it, but you knew about it and how it was plotted by somebody else, but not you, but you knew about it. So therefore, it means you're complicit. Not so?
Yeah, you know, let me put it this way. God, being a God who knows everything, he knows our limit. I love that. He knows our limit. He knows where Zama stops. He knows where God's will stops. So he will allow us. I love the Bible. It says there is no temptation above us. So God will allow things to befall us because he knows that we can handle them through him. But because we think we can handle things, we end up handling things that you are supposed to handle them for us. So it still goes back and says God doesn't tempt us, but he allows us to be in situations we can handle. Or that. But because we don't trust in him, we try to handle them, and those things press us down.
Lovely. Pastor, as we conclude this conversation, tell me, is temptation therefore an evil thing? Can you be tempted to do a good thing? So I was tempted to give him money. I was tempted to. Oh my goodness, the pastor is gone. Pastor is gone. How can we lose that call? But hey, we are going to be trying to get a hold of the pastor so that we can actually conclude this conversation. I think the place that he's at probably would be struggling with the network. However, Pastor Kumpo is definitely going to be back as we just conclude the very, very last thoughts on this conversation. It is actually 18 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock. Yes, 18 to 4 is the time here on AWR. This is your favorite Christian radio station. And Pastor, are you back with us on the line?
Yes, I'm back. Thank you.
Lastly, can or is temptation always an evil thing? Can one be tempted to do a good thing? You know, when I met Gumpo yesterday, I was tempted to give him money, but I thought, no, another day. So can one be tempted to do a good thing? I want to basically underscore if temptation is always an evil or bad thing.
Okay, sometimes maybe the issue is the word.
Okay.
The issue is the word and how it has been used. But temptation itself is not inherently evil. I mean, Jesus was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin.
Mm.
So first of all, being tempted is not a sin.
Okay.
Being tempted is not a sin, but falling into temptation brings sin, brings the fruit of sin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, we are in a world that, we are under a great controversy. And definitely we have to meet temptations. But when you are tempted, you can't beat yourself that you got hungry.
Okay.
Like, you get hungry, then you say, "Eish, I got hungry," get angry and beat yourself. No, no, no. Because sin now lies in us. It's part of our DNA. It is working. It is flowing in our bloodstream. The natural man's normal state is to sin. I always tell people that when you sin, you are doing something normal for the flesh.
Ah.
But when you do righteousness, you are doing something abnormal for the flesh. So being tempted is natural. And it happens. But now when we fall into temptation, then there's something wrong. Now when you read from the book of Hebrews 4 verse 15, it tells us that he was tempted in all ways, but he did not sin. So we can be tempted to do good things as well. I mean, you can be tempted to be generous.
You see
someone and you feel the Spirit saying, you know what, just do something good for them. That's a good temptation. Like there are a lot of things that are good that can lure us. It's like we're being tempted to do the right thing. So I believe temptation is not always a bad thing.
Beautiful.
There are some good temptations. Yes.
Wow. Pastor, I must thank you, man. I enjoyed this conversation. Always, always a pleasure actually talking to you. And of course, today was no different. Thank you, Pastor. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. God bless you.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.